This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. New York City busily cleaning up in the aftermath of Ida. Sudesh Pope lives across the street from two of the flood victims.
Of course, it hit my country back home. The mud and sand that died is from my country, from Trinidad. It hit the entire country. It hit the entire community here. It's a West Indian community, Caribbean people. It hit us really hard. And the government need to do something about affordable housing so that people don't have to live in a basement. They can afford a first floor apartment. They're essential workers, they're immigrants, they work here, and they don't deserve this.
U.S. President Joe Biden traveling today to New York and New Jersey to survey damage from the remnants of Hurricane Ida that brought flooding rains and tornadoes to the region. Mr. Biden on Monday approved major disaster declarations for parts of New York and New Jersey hardest hit by the storm last week, freeing up financial assistance from the national government. The aid will be available for businesses and individuals in six New Jersey counties and five in New York where record rainfall swelled rivers, overwhelmed drainage and sewer systems, and flooded many roadways, homes, and stores. The main underground group coordinating resistance to Myanmar's military government has called for a nationwide uprising. The group's acting president has called for revolt in every village, town, and city in the entire country at the same time. The National Unity Government views itself as a shadow government composed of elected legislators barred from taking their seats when the military seized power in February. The country has been racked by unrest ever since, with low-level insurrection in many urban areas. There are no immediate signs of heightened resistance activity today, although some student groups and ethnic armed organizations express solidarity. This is VOA News. The resurgence of COVID-19 this summer and the national debate over vaccine requirements have created a fraught situation for the United States first responders, who are dying in large numbers but pushing back against mandates. That's a stark contrast from the beginning of the vaccine rollout, when first responders were prioritized for shots. The mandates affect tens of thousands of police officers, firefighters, and others on the front lines across the country, many of whom are spurning the vaccine, even though the virus is now the leading cause of U.S. law enforcement line of duty deaths. According to the Officer Down Memorial page, 132 members of law enforcement agencies are known to have died of COVID-19 in 2021. In Florida alone last month, six people affiliated with law enforcement died over a 10-day period. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 is just days away now, and Muslim Americans who grew up under the shadow of 9/11 have faced hostility and surveillance, mistrust, and suspicion. But they have also found ways to fight back against bias. Shahana Rahanif is a New York City Council candidate.
I'm a first-generation Bangladeshi Brooklynite. I was straddling multiple identities. Being Muslim in Brooklyn is absolutely central to how I was raised, and it's inseparable from the work I do and the kind of activism that shaped my growth post 9/11.
It was in 2001, mere weeks after the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center fell, and 10-year-old Shahana Hanif and her younger sister were walking to the local mosque from their Brooklyn home.
Being called a terrorist with my sister as we were walking to the mosque across the street, that has stayed in my body. And it's trauma that I'm holding. And so I recognize that young people who grew up or have a vivid memory of 9/11 need support.
A little bit about rights.
The European Union and United Nations will deploy observers to monitor Iraq's parliamentary election next month, saying Tuesday that they hope voting will not be tainted by fraud and abstention. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell told a news conference in Baghdad on Tuesday.
All these critical aspects of the security situation have to be addressed, especially as early parliamentary elections are approaching.
He said the EU observer mission for October 10th election will be in Iraq a month before. Joe Palca, VOA News.